Welcome back to our Coaches Show. Welcome back to our Coaches Show. Here, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here we're continuing our locker room chat here with the Centralia Panthers, brought to you here by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. I'm Brendan Prophet alongside boys head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Nick Evans. It's been a trio of games since we last spoke, Coach. Two games in the TVL tournament, Blue Valley Randolph and Lynn getting a pair of wins against both those teams, and then a loss here this week against Care Paravel, but again, being able to get those two wins against Blue Valley and Lynn, TVL teams, of course, being non-league games in the TVL tournament. But Coach, you know, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
I thought in the TVL, we wanted to go in there, and you always want to come out of that with some positive things. A winning record is something to you want to go in there with, and we did that. In both of those games with Blue Valley and Lynn, it was We'd have moments of really good, and then we'd kind of let them back in it, and it'd tighten up again. It was just kind of the same game, back-to-back games. And they did both teams did some exotic things to try to slow down our offense and slow down Quentin. But I thought some other guys stepped up to alleviate some of that and put a little pressure in other places for those teams. So I was proud of how we came out of that tournament.
And also, you know, one of the, you know, big players there from you through that tournament was Quentin Aldifer. I mean, having the 10 threes against Onega, had an impressive performance, also stacked on top of Lynn with 19 points. I mean, you know, coming out of this Twin Valley League tournament, you know, kind of assessing some of the players here, you know, midway throughout the season, how's Quentin Aldifer been for your team? Of course, also had a couple of good games also from Aiden Talley in the mix. It says he had 14 points against Blue Valley. So look at some of these players. I mean, you know, how are they stepping up, you know, halfway through the season, and you know, how are you looking at their confidence level throughout the TBL tournament coming into the second part of the season?
With Quentin and Aiden, those are two kids you know exactly what you're going to get every night. Quentin can do everything. He can take you to the basket. He can make every shot. He can make tough shots when you're guarding him tight. And he knows he's going to get the best defender on him every night, and it's going to be they're going to hound him. He's got to just make tough shots, and we need him, so it becomes difficult when they're guarding him that way, but he still seems to produce. We run things for him, and he hits on a lot of them. And then Aiden just kind of brings that effort. I mean, just pure effort. He's a worker. He gives 110% every time, and so you can always lean on those two as far as I know what I'm getting from those two. The other guys were kind of on a roller coaster, but there's moments of really good, and there's moments that they're just slowly getting a little bit better. But you look at those two kids as, you know, you lean on them and hope those other kids can kind of see what they're doing. And Aiden's is all pure effort, and anybody can do that as far as just give more effort. Aiden would be a good person to look at if that's where you would want to, you know, he generates a lot of points just because of effort. I'm proud of where he's come for us. He's helped us a ton in the interior.
Well, your team is 4-0 in the Twin Valley League. You get right back into Lynn plays. You enter here the second part of the season after the mid-season tournaments. You got Hanover here on Friday, next Tuesday against the Dauphin West Mustangs. What are going to be some keys to these TVL matchups, and how do you continue to stay rocking and rolling here in the Twin Valley League TVL play?
The Hanover game, I mean, obviously they're tough. I mean, they got everything you need on a basketball team, and they can go, and they're deep with that too. It's not like they have three or four guys. They got about 10 guys and it makes it difficult, but it's a good spot to just kind of see where you're at. 'Cause you know, you look at it more as a, not a negative, look at it as a positive that you get the opportunity to play against I would probably bet that they're going to be playing on the last day of basketball would be my bet. they're really talented. So you get an opportunity to play against a really good team and see where you sit and take advantage of it, because you'd rather do that than play against somebody that you're not going to get any look or any progression off of, because they're just not as talented. And you're going to get the same thing with Dauphin West. They're solid too. They play hard. They got weapons. They got three-point shooters. They got a big kid inside who's just physical. and they just play extremely hard. So it's every night. I mean, you look at the rest of our schedule, and it's just a challenge every night. I think our guys, they meet challenges. We're just doing, like, we just need to do a better job of closing it, because, like, last night against Caraparaville, we had a substantial lead, but it's just, we're young, and you're trying to learn how to sustain it and not let things snowball when they start getting the momentum. That's where we're still trying to learn that, because teams aren't going to go away. You know, when they're good teams like that, Donovan West, Caraparaville, they're not going anywhere. Even if you get a lead on them, they're gonna compete to come back, and you got to withstand their run.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time jumping in here and joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chats. Again, good luck in your upcoming games, diving back in the Twin Valley League with Hanover on this Friday.
Thank you.
That was head coach Nick Evans for the Centralia Boys. Again, upcoming here on Friday, it's the Hanover Wildcats. And next Tuesday for the Centralia Boys, it's the Donovan West Mustangs.